Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Oh, a hot topic down at City Hall today, as the chair of the city's Housing and Buildings Department and fire officials say the Bronx is burning again. Fire Chief John Esposito told the council there's been 27 multi-alarm fires so far this year, as compared to about 16 last year at this time. And in fact, no sooner had he finished, the city's bravest were responding to another big fire in Mott Haven. But now the problem. NYC Housing and Buildings Chair Perina Sanchez says we need to do something about these old buildings. The electrical systems are faulty. We're going to keep having these problems.
We have to make sure we're looking at the systems. Our buildings are old. FDNY is telling us that electricity is causing these fires. Electric systems are causing these fires. So how are we using HPD resources? How are we using city resources to preserve and to fix the buildings that we know are in trouble?
Yeah, she calls it the third prong of fire prevention. Officials say the surge in large fires also fueled a sharp rise in deaths. At least 46 people have died in fatal fires across the city, they say. So far this year, that's up from 30 last year at this time. Last month, a fire on Bainbridge Avenue in the Fordham section killed a one-year-old boy. Another on West Tremont left one man dead. Back the other stories now that we're following. The president of the Brooklyn Co-op Board under fire, if you will, for allegedly ripping off more than $700,000 from shareholders. Investigators say 60-year-old Isabel Gallier of Keensburg, New Jersey, stole mortgage money from folks and then treated herself to a few nice things, including designer shoes and luxury handbags, the whole nine, even a Rolex. Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez says she's been arraigned on charges. She turned a position of trust into a six-figure scheme. The charge is grand larceny. She's released without bail, told to come back to court August 12th. And, oh, the price tag? Listen to this. The Rolex she allegedly bought cost $4,000. Says she paid her own mortgage with about $125,000 of that money, $13,000 on furs, and it's starting to get hot. What were you thinking? And are you ready for this? The shoe bill was $53,000, 150 pairs of shoes, including 28 pairs of Christian Louboutins. You go, girl. Oh, well. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch put out a memo last week telling the troops, all right, folks, got a lot going on this summer. Don't look crazy if your sergeants ask you to put in 12-hour days. We'll pay the overtime, but just so you know, well, she told the bosses today, just so that they know, that overtime bill is going to be crazy.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch described unprecedented security measures for major city events this summer. The NBA Finals, Sail 250, parades, the World Cup.
The federal government / FIFA did not give us nearly enough money to cover the overtime.
Overtime estimated at nearly $1 billion, 12-hour shifts for officers on up. And the commissioner says of all World Cup matches,
those we all have to look at seriously through the counterterrorism lens.
She says buses transporting spectators there will be screened even before they leave New Jersey to come here. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Maybe it's me, but don't you think maybe FIFA or the Knicks or somebody would pitch in and pay that bill, since the security is for, you know, anyway. Stop it, Mullins. They don't pay you for your opinion. Applications open today for families in several city school districts to apply for free 2K seats in the upcoming school year. That window stays open through June the 26th, by the way, for everybody living in school districts 6, 10, 18, 23, and 27. If you have a kiddo, I'm sure you know where those districts are. The city is home to more than 50,000 two-year-olds, and city leaders say the program will eventually expand to become universal. Mayor Mamdani talked about it today at a location out in the Rockaways.
Some of the places that we're so excited to introduce free childcare for two-year-olds to are the very places that are often last on the list. And so we want to make sure that parents know that those days are over, that now we are here in the Rockaways to begin a transformative program, not to end it.
Yeah, the initiative will start this fall. 2,000 free seats. It's expected to expand over the next 4 years. You can apply online through My Schools, or you can visit one of the city's family welcome centers, and you can also call that number, 718 935-2009. Down at the New York Public Library, they've got a buzz today, but we promise you it's not from sampling the product that they have been making. We learned that George Washington, the father of our country, made himself a little taste of beer, a little something-something, a special brew that they've recreated the recipe for down there today.
The recipe for the same beer that George Washington drank was written down on the final page of his notebook in 1757. And now New York Public Library has given that recipe to Talaya Brewing Company for New Yorkers to try for themselves. Eric Brown is the head of production.
There's only three ingredients. There's the water, a little bit of hops just to kind of balance out the sweetness, and the molasses, kind of caramel flavors.
Julie Golia tells us the history behind this beer.
In 1757, you're thirsty, you did a long march. This is what you drink instead, because water was not safe. And I would say, not too bad.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the New York Public Library.
And again, those samples were ruined in the making of this story. The mayor of Newark announced today the city expanding its lawsuit against Delaney Hall, saying he can't understand why they won't let folks in there, especially healthcare folks, to go in and lay eyes on the immigrants being held. Complaints about inhumane treatment inside is what brought people out to protest. They've been there since Friday and a few times have clashed, prompting the state to send in state patrol officers. Mayor Roz Baraka says we need to get some answers as to why everything is such a big secret down there.
Our concerns regarding Delaney Hall have only deepened, especially regarding the treatment of detainees, which remain deeply troubling and inhumane. The reports of detainees suffering miscarriages, receiving inadequate medical care, psychological abuse.
Delaney Hall says nothing to see here. Everybody's good. But the mayor isn't satisfied with that because nobody's been allowed to go in and see for themselves. The city already has a lawsuit against Delaney Hall for certain alleged code violations. 1010 Winds has reached out to the owners of Delaney. So far, there's been no response. Mayor Mamdani also announcing a major road design today that'll improve bus speeds along one of the busiest corridors here, a project the Trump administration had warned the city to stay out of. The busway lanes will be reserved for buses, emergency vehicles, trucks. This is a 1 mile stretch of 34. Similar layouts have proven that they've been very successful. The project is the mayor's latest effort to make good on a campaign promise.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.